Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You had some a little bit of news because we were talking about TV ratings earlier.
Yeah, so ESPN released this yesterday. This is the day one ratings. They said it was the most watched day one in the new wildcard format across four games. Day one averaged 4.4 million viewers, up 73% from previous years.
Are you surprised? Seriously, are you surprised? I wouldn't be. And I'll tell you why in a second. Keep
30,
going.
The under 35 demographic.
Yeah.
Up 109% year over year.
109%? 35 and under or over?
More people watching for more. The under 35 demographic. So all of you out there trying to sell your narrative that baseball was boring and dying to a younger generation can go weep in the corner because you're wrong.
I'm going to give you two reasons. I don't think you're wrong. I'm going to give you two reasons. Why? Ready? First reason, you hit all three of the biggest markets in the country. New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. You down with that?
Why can't she just let me have my moment?
Because I'm telling you why it happened.
I just want to have my moment.
You have your moment. I'm with you. I think it's great
moment
for the game. I'm not crushing the game.
6.5 million viewers tuned in to watch Red Sox Yanks, and then the peak of that was 9.9 million.
Also,
we're trying to spin this a little. Yes, yes, yes.
Market four was out because Houston didn't make it and Dallas didn't make it. Dallas is market four. They didn't make it. So that gets rid of market four and six. Philly's watching with a close eye, right?
How about there's a lot of people out there who just enjoy baseball?
I'd love to see where the numbers. I also will tell you that another reason that's good, and we didn't really get to participate until yesterday, is that 3 o'clock game, that 6 o'clock game, those are great for after school during dinner.
Absolutely.
Right? So you get more of the 35 and under crowd.
Absolutely.
So they have an opportunity to participate.
Absolutely.
That's why you can't start World Series games at 8:30.
Agreed. Start them at 7. I don't understand that. I never have. I never have, and I never will. And I know some of it's because of the West Coast on top of it, but as bad as it sounds, they're kind of used to it at this point. You know, they're used to having these games come on at 4 o'clock.
Here's the other thing. I think that they'd be better served to start the games at 4 and stagger like the NCAA tournament. So that you're kind of looking at, I mean, ESPN has enough channels, right?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, all they need is ABC and ESPN. They don't even need a million channels, dude.
Absolutely.
And so stagger it. So
smart move on their part to put it on ESPN or on ABC as well.
Yeah, that's
a really smart move.
I wonder why they did it. They've forgotten about ABC for years now.
Well, probably the 8.8
million. They have forgotten about ABC. They don't care. They don't care about local. They don't. Having sat in the seat trying to figure out why games were on ESPN and weren't on ABC.
Yeah, smart move. Telling you. Smart move putting it there where more people can get access to it. Major League Baseball, take notes. Put your games where people can see them.
But why would you be disappointed if they staggered it so that they almost time it out so you could see the last three innings of every game?
Yes, I would be disappointed in that one just in case you're trying to... Because I don't want to have to flip back and forth. I don't want to have to go, okay, here's the second inning of the Cubby game, and I want to see what Imanaga is doing, but in the same way, I got to keep a tail end on this on whatever game is coming on next. If it's the Guardians game, okay, are they going to make a comeback? Am I locked into the comeback? Am I going to miss the comeback because I'm flipping back and forth? That would be my biggest bummer.
All right, let's go around the horn.
I like how they did it, honestly.
Let's go around the horn. Playing first base is the mayor in Brooklyn. Hi, Mayor. How are you?
Hey, guys. Listen. Listen. I want everybody to understand something. The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hang on a second, Mayor. Mayor, hang on a second. Your attention, please. The mayor is now speaking. Everyone needs to pay attention exactly the way he laid it out for you. Please. I give you the mayor.
Listen, the Cleveland Cavaliers are Cleveland's finest sports franchise.
The Bradenton Cavaliers are. I agree. Now, the Bradenton, is that where they are right there?
Listen, Andy, I want your station to go get the rights for their broadcast because the station they're on right now is not a sports radio station.
Yeah, I'm not getting into that.
We're talking about the Guards.
Yeah, keep going.
Now, listen. What you all were watching, and you know I'm not a fan of the Dolans, is a mirage. The only reason they're there is a team that was winning the division bagged. And the Browns play in Baltimore. So their season is over, no matter what you say or slice it. It's time to get behind the best team in this city. And that is the Cleveland Cavaliers.
All right, I don't do this. I can't handle that.
Okay, all right. Mayor, I didn't do that.
I never do this.
Wow, I've never seen Menegan run someone. Menegan just, why? Because he was the mayor.
That was mind-numbing.
He was the mayor of Grumpyville?
That was mind-numbing.
Sorry.
What did that bring to the table? How did that increase the conversation?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Was somebody who is sitting at the table going Larry David and saying, I don't like our conversation. We're going this direction.
I didn't have a problem. I don't agree with everybody that calls the show, but I just don't have a problem.
I just don't want to listen to it.
He can air his grievances.
I just don't want to listen to it. Not today. Yeah, not now.
I don't agree with it, but I just...
I got 6 months to talk about the Cavs. They're going to be good this year. I want to see what it looks like. We'll see how they handle the injuries. When's Max Strus coming back? Okay, done. Cavs talk. I don't do that. That hurt my head. I couldn't handle that.
It was a little negative. That was really negative.
Everything sucks.
No, the Cavs didn't
except
suck.
The Cavs.
Except for him. That's why he's the mayor. Mayor of basketball. Anthony is in Cleveland Heights. Heights high.
Heights high. Hey.
Heights high.
Okay. One point real quick to your point, Andy. Not only did the three biggest markets in the city and the country get teams in the playoffs, the bigger teams in each of those markets, the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Yankees. So that also helped not to...
And the Reds, I mean, water. Boston's market 9, that doesn't hurt either. Yeah. And Philly's got their eye on everything, right? They're market 5. They want to see what's going on. So
not to throw water on Dan's point.
Dan.
You're always more than welcome to throw water. I don't mind.
So my thoughts, I'll put it to you this way. I am probably going to go in on a half-season ticket this week, or next week, I should say. I've been doing the app.
Good for you.
And the the single game thing, but I realized exactly what you guys said in the first segment. This organization constantly produces a competitive, entertaining product, and so it's time they get my money. And I'm getting sick of hopping on the app every 2 days to buy a ticket. So my answer to you on what I think of the season overall is that.
I'd buy the standing room.
That's wonderful.
I think that standing room pass is like the greatest thing ever.
I'm thrilled for you. I'm glad you're going to enjoy it. I enjoyed the ride, Anthony. I really did. Like, I was really impressed. I can't help but take the half step back and look at this and go, okay, this was supposed to be, after last season, we were all looking at each other going, all right, the window's open. Let's go. And then this season happened, and it completely, between how it began with the Naylor trade and then the fact that they didn't supplement it and they brought in Carlos Santana, and Carlos Santana, finally, the metronome stopped ticking. And I didn't know when it was going to happen. I thought it was going to be fine. I was incorrect on that one. I looked at this going, is the window open? Yes. But are you going to take that step forward? And they didn't. And that's why I'm like, okay, I'm kind of disappointed at the same time, as much as I love the ride in September.
Dave is in Bay Village. Hello, David.
How are you, Dave?
Hey, guys. Hey. Well, it's disappointing because it's, they're the one team in town that means the most to me and the one that I root for the hardest. And I hope I'm still around if that day ever comes where they do win at all. But you have to consider it a success. And I just want to, and everybody has their opinion and they're entitled to their opinion. And I understand that's what this forum is about.
No, of course. And I love when people disagree with me, Dave, because you might see something that I'm not seeing and convince me.
Right. But the whole spending thing to me has gotten to be kind of a tired narrative. And the reason why I say that is because if money was everything, the LA Angels should have a dynasty right now.
It's true.
It's how you allocate that capital. You are 100% right, Dave.
And, that's not an opinion.
And
they're not the only example. But I think the frustrating thing is, there are no guarantees you get back there next year. You could have injuries. A lot of things could happen. And then the one thing this past off season that really killed them was that TV deal. Again, not an excuse. That's a fact. It made a difference in what they could spend. So, we'll see what happens. This is the one front office. The Cavs and the Guardians. These are the two front offices that you can trust the most. And if there's a way to do something, and if it's feasible for the franchise, they'll do it. I have every belief in that.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate it.
Get some good phone calls.
Correct.
We'll roll on. We'll have more. We're going to keep talking to you throughout the day about the Guardians and what's going on. Brian Anderson is going to join us at 11:20. We also need to focus on what's going on with the Browns as they're overseas. They did all their press conferences earlier this morning. So, Dan was very excited to hear all the press conferences on the morning show.
Yeah, we're really excited for what is able to take place in London. We've actually had our clock set back for the last 2 months.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that.
Acclimated to London time, because it is a different time zone, and time zones are important for how everyone is able to execute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.